Oh, hasn't this been a wonderful evening?
You bet.
You know, I'll bet you didn't come to church tonight thinking that you were a trophy. But you're going to leave knowing you're a trophy. That's the good news. Amen. Amen. There are no trophies without hard work. Didn't you say that, Pastor?
Yes.
There are no trophies without hard work. Now, we're going to close a little different here tonight. In a moment, we're going to have everyone stand, and we're going to have at least a half a dozen people, maybe 12, but at least a half a dozen, pray. It might be you. Not long prayers, but just pray, okay? But I was wondering, how many of you paint? Let me see your hand, quick. Painters. Painters, okay? Now, I want you to stand, all you painters. Quick. Get up, quick. Come on, quick. Get up. Now, I would venture to say all of you worked hard to develop your skill, right? Right? Lots of time. And if you, did you win a trophy for painting?
No.
See, everybody doesn't win a trophy. But I'll tell you, when you follow Jesus, you're always the trophy.
Amen.
Okay, you can sit down. Now, how many athletes here, guys and gals, that you won a trophy some way, sometime, someplace in your life? Let me see your hand. Put them up quick. Come on, get them up there. Quick. Okay, you all stand now. Come on. What's the best sports trophy that's in our group here tonight? Dennis, what was your trophy?
I won a couple of them. Golf.
Golf?
And softball.
Okay. You ever get any injuries before you won it? Did you ever get any injuries before you won it?
I haven't gotten them at home anymore.
how about you, brother?
I was part of a football team in Europe, the U.S. Army. We took the U.S. Army Championship in Europe.
Pretty cool. But you all had to work hard.
Yeah, right.
Jesus worked and did it all for us. And we're just the trophy. Let's all stand, shall we? It's closing time, and we're going to pray, and we're going to have some prayers that are going to say, "Oh Jesus, through all of this, I realize that the cross that you went to is such a demonstration of love, and I just want to say thank you." Now, I want you to just one after another. We'll not go more than 12, nor less than 6. Okay, we're just going to thank the Lord, and whoever wants to just lead one right after the other, okay? Let's bow in prayer. And I'll close.
Lord, I thank you that you were your Father's trophy for me.
Amen.
Father, thank you for the love that you've given us this night, for the knowledge and for the strength that you've imparted to each of us. Uplift our hearts and help us to come closer unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, I pray for all the visitors that will be visiting us on Easter Sunday, Lord, that they will be truly and innocently saved.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you for loving.
Lord,
thank you for this holy heart. This is a holy heart. And we accept everything that we pray to God. And for anyone who doesn't accept that, we pray their soul to be convicted and give glory and happiness to the Lord. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you for your sacrifice. And we thank you that you had us on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And you did the suffering on our behalf.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, thank you for forgiving us for all the things that we have done that made the cross necessary.
Thank you for your plan for us, for our salvation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we just thank you for your grace in our lives. That through your Son, Jesus Christ, and what he did for us on the cross, we have been set free at last.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for creating us in your image.
And Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us that as we lay before the cross, for that we are nothing. We thank you, Father, for knowing that you died for each and every one of us.
Lord, I pray that I am worthy, worthy of that honor.
Yes. Lord, you have heard us tonight, and we have all prayed vicariously through one another as different individuals led in prayer. And we're so thankful that this is not just a Friday, but it's a Good Friday. Amen. And what makes it Good Friday is because love does cost. And you paid it all, and we are so, so grateful, Lord God. So undeserving, but so grateful, and we are so appreciative. Oh Lord, let us not forget that you did it all for us. All for us. Thank you for Good Friday. Thank you for the truth tonight. Thank you for rejoicing. Thank you for thoughts, both your sacrifice and your victory. Thank you that Good Friday's followed by the Resurrection Day. Thank you that the cross is on the pulpit in this church and on the wall behind me here. They're empty. Because you live. And Lord, we look forward to the truth of the resurrection that we share with one another and with those who join us in worship this weekend on Sunday. Oh God, we thank you for fellowship in Jesus and the wonderful blessing of this pastor and this church and their hospitality tonight and the joy of fellowshipping together as we share cookies and the goodies that have been prepared tonight, as we talk and remember one another and know that we're the people of God, trophies of grace. Thank you for the message from Pastor Paul tonight, Lord. Thank you for the song in our hearts. And thank you that we can go with a rejoicing spirit. So we ask your blessing upon Grace Christian Center, upon Port Ludlow Community Church, upon our Lutheran church in town, upon our other churches in our county. Oh, fill them all. Fill them all this weekend with seekers. And may there be great rejoicing in all the houses of worship because you live. Hallelujah. Bless your people now in our going as well as our comings. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, when you leave tonight, the ushers will be at the doors to give you a gift. So make sure you get your gift. It might be worth 25 cents or $25,000. So you might get the lucky one. Enjoy fellowship. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.